Dragons a table topping side? What is it about them that's made them sit top of the tree after seven games?
Yeah, I just think the way they've been going about their business, they're a well-organised team. I think a lot of the core players have played together for a while now, and they've got a good young crop of French players coming through, and they've obviously shown their depth against Warrington a few weeks ago and again against Saints. So they're always there or thereabouts, and the last few seasons I was there was similar.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it. Loved my time over there. Made some lifelong friends and still keep in touch with a lot of them. So, yeah, it's a place that I used to call home. So, yeah, I enjoyed it there.
Yeah, I'm not going to for a minute suggest you swap tactics, but who are you still in most contact with when it comes to playing players and coaching staff?
Probably Mickey Mack. Speak to him pretty much every day. So me, him and Piercy formed a bit of a crew there. And, yeah, just stuck solid with them too. And then probably Fawadi and Jordan from the French boys. I speak to them a fair bit. So, yeah, all good fellas, all sound in the change room. So, yeah, just it's a good place to be, good place to live. So, yeah, I enjoyed it.
So why swap the lovely south of France for cold and windy? Oh.
Well, I think it was a new challenge, new opportunity to come here and take over a team or for starters to fight for my position. Obviously, there was three of us here vying for a spot, but I think just the conversations I had with Willie, what he wanted to do with this club moving forward, and just got on with him really well. It was a real easy talking process, and the way it happened was pretty easy and pretty good, and my transition here has been nothing but fine. So a lot of people say, why would I move? But it's what you make of it, the place. So everyone here has been lovely. And all the people, they're mad, crazy fans, so I love it here.
Yeah, I was about to ask, how have you settled? What do you make of the area? Obviously, you've played in Australia and in France. This is your first actual taste of rugby full-time based in England.
Yeah, I think it's what you make of it. I didn't come from a nice area myself back home, or what people think is not a nice area, but I love it back there where I live. So a lot of people have, you know, their opinions on where I live back in Australia, but I love it. So, and the same here, you know, a lot of people have their opinions from afar, but I think unless you've indulged in it and, you know, lived through them kind of living arrangements, then you can't really have anything to say. And I've done nothing but enjoy my time. Obviously, I would like it to be a bit sunnier, but what can you do, eh?
Your home school in your homeland as well, in your hometown. How much has that moulded you to get into rugby league and be the person that you are?
Yeah, I think it's everything. I think a lot of people, I guess from my area, it was either play rugby league or, you know, just work in a factory. So I'm glad I've made that decision to play footy, me and my brothers. So. Yeah, I think it's, like I said, it's what you make of it. Everyone from all walks of life, and I think it's what you make of it. And I think my background or my area is kind of, I take pride in it.
Yes. Yeah. So hard work and pride are obviously big foundation ingredients to become a successful player and be part of a successful team. What do you feel in terms of correlation from playing for Catalan last year? What do you feel is the similarities between the two clubs from what you've seen, both playing and just in stature?
I think the way they develop their own locals. There's a lot of boys here from Hull, or that grew up in Hull, or have gone and come back, and the same there. Obviously, there's a lot of players in the squad that are from France, and I think that just makes it more important to develop players coming through, and then they get an opportunity and they take it with both hands, because personally I know what it's like to play for your local club, and I think it makes it extra special putting on that jersey, and you'll never take it for granted.
Yeah, ever present in the team as well. How are you feeling about your start to the season? Is it as good as you would have liked it?
I feel like I personally could have started better. I have a few games there at the start of the year where kind of felt like if I was in a bit more control, or just thinking a bit more, then, you know, probably could have scraped a few more wins. But progressing well. Last couple of weeks we've started well. Obviously not against Lee, but I feel like we're gelling well as a team, and I think, you know, we've played a good 40 minutes here and there, but we're going to need to knuckle it down to an 80-minute performance, especially coming up this week against Catalan away.
You personally, then, if you're quite self-critical and thought you didn't start very well, what was it that picked you back up to the standards that you hold yourself in now?
I think it's just patience, knowing that it wasn't going to be straight away, and just working. I think the more time spent together on the field is most important. Training, getting the reps in, and just being around the boys. The more we get cohesion on and off the field, the better we will look.
And Willie Peters has had, obviously, a year in charge, and he's already got that base and those foundations, and you are one of those players where he's just added to it. How do you feel all those new players, and obviously previous teammates, how have they welcomed you in, and how do you see the squad as a newbie?
Yeah, no, that was one of the easiest things about transitioning here. I think, you know, as soon as I walked into the shed, I just felt welcome from all the boys. They're all sound fellas, you know, they get along well. A bit of banter in the chat and that. So it's all fun. It's all fun and games, you know, when we're in the shed. But I like how, you know, a lot of the boys flick the switch when we cross that white line to train or play. You know, it's all serious, and we know our jobs, and we just want to do them right.
It almost feels, from an outsider looking in, that your position at the moment is playing with a lot of confidence, but also making it look relatively effortless at times. Some of the scores you've put on teams, and then when you have had to, you know, slug it out like you did in the Challenge Cup against Lee, it seems to come more naturally in terms of how you're scoring your tries and tackles and all the little bits and pieces you need to win games of rugby.
Yeah, like I said, we've been able to put periods together where we look good and, you know, everything's flowing, but there's also periods where it doesn't look so good, and we just got to maintain that and understand that rugby league's a momentum game. You know, sometimes it swings. We've just got to be able to make sure it doesn't go too much one way or the other. So just finding that balance between playing and, you know, having fun out there, and then when it gets down to do all the effort stuff, that we're still present to do that.
Given how this club are now in a semi-final for the third year in a row, what's the messages and the feeling been like amongst the players who've obviously been through that already, and how's that sort of, I suppose, stamped onto you in terms of the success? Because going into this season, it was that one game short mentality. How are those players feeling about it this season as someone who's come in through the door at the start of the season?
I can't really answer that because there hasn't been much chat about the semi. I know we're in the semi-final, but I can't speak on previous years or much that before. Pretty much this week, we knew Challenge Cup was last week, and we've moved on from that. We obviously previewed the game, but I think our focus has gone straight to Catalan this week, and we'll worry about the semi-final and whenever that is.
Yeah, just meant in the reflection, I must have reworded the question incorrectly, just kind of the setting of how do the players feel knowing that they're in another semi-final. Has anything really been transferred over to you that would suggest, you know, that I suppose anything's different? I know you're a new player, but what's the feeling like in the dressing room?
Oh, well,
has anyone said anything that's different, for example?
No, I think everything's the same, you know. Obviously, we won a game. We know Challenge Cup's a knockout tournament, and we won that, and we want to do well in that. But I think once you win them games, your next focus is the, you know, whoever's the game ahead, and this week's Catalan. And there hasn't been much chat about the semi-final. We understand we're in it, and it's an important game, and it's an important tournament. But our job's, you know, the next game ahead of us, which is a big task.
And just finally, reflection on what was a poignant day yesterday for a Hull KR legend in Phil Lowe. As a player, how much did you know about him coming into the club beforehand? And what did you make of yesterday's tribute ceremonies and the stories that were shared?
Yeah, I didn't know much about Phil, but obviously from all the stories that were shared yesterday, he sounded like an honest, hardworking man. Obviously one of the greats, played here and overseas, pretty much won all you can win. So I think as a club, you know, our respect is how we go out there and, you know, wear our badge with pride the way he did week in, week out. And, you know, all the stories from his son and his grandson, they all spoke about how honest and respectful he was. And I think if we can all take a leaf out of that and just be kind, then the world will be a better place.
Yeah. Did it give you an extra lift of what obviously the fan base and what it means to them as a club as well when they come and pay tribute? Did you get that sense of real pride in celebrating the life of someone very special to the club?
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable how many people, you know, came, just local people that just lives that he touched just by playing the game of footy, and then how he carried himself, the character he was off the field. So, like I said, if we can all take a leaf out of Phil's book, then the world would be a better place for it.
Nicely put. Cheers, Taran. Those are all my questions. Good luck on the weekend.
Thank you.
Nathan, Taran, you well?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks. Cheers. Yeah, just a quick one. I was over at Warrington, the Catalans, the other week, and I saw you there afterwards catching up with some of the Catalans players. Do you tend to get to a lot of their games over here when you can?
No, that was my first one. I just had the weekend off, and PC was in town before he had to fly back to Australia, so thought I'd take my chance to see him and, you know, him and Mick, and catch up with a few of the boys. So it was just a general catch up.
And you mentioned Mickey Mack obviously being good mates with him. I'm not sure if he's going to be playing at the weekend or not, but if he does, do you reckon he'll be out to get you? We all know he likes a big hit, don't he?
Yeah, I know. I did message him. I said he's up. But whether he plays or not, I think he's shown that for the last 17 years playing at hooker, doing what he does, it's pretty mental, to be fair. I would have retired a long time ago if I was him. But he seems to love that sort of stuff. And if he does play on the weekend, hopefully it's not towards me.
And yeah, I mean, I was speaking to him a bit back, and he's not ruled out going around again, has he? I mean, do you think he's capable of doing that? He was playing great at the start of the season, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, the thing about Mickey is he doesn't look like he's ever slowing down. He's got crazy mental capabilities, and I think, you know, it's up to him whether he wants to or not. It's not like his footy's going backwards. It's just whether he would be bothered to, you know, do that again for 27 games or 30 games a year, sprinting out of the line and trying to fold the big spikes of the team.
And a bit of a weird one, this, but at Warrington, I've noticed it a few times when Catalans come over and everybody piles over to Tesco's to go fill up with nappies to take back to France, because it's probably a lot cheaper over here. Is there anything you'll be bringing back from France to England when you do go back?
Actually, my PlayStation. I'll be bringing my PlayStation back. Still at Mickey's house, so I left a bit of storage there, so I've told him to bring it. Oh, but he didn't bring it last time, so I'm going to have to go grab it off him before he sells it.
Top stuff. Brilliant. Cheers, pal. Have a good one on the weekend.
Thank you.